The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shein the Gemara and Zvachim on Daf Chof Heim at Beis like this. Omer Abzeir Omer Rav, Atzair Moizen Apar V'achakach Kibul Asdol Maipsula. If somebody shecht, we know you're not allowed to have a mum in a carbon. Shein the Gemara, if you shecht the carbon and then afterwards you make a mum before the Kabbalah, it's possible. The halacha is that you have to have the par that you had b'shas shechita by Kabbalah also. Ashkechan kachim kalam inayin. How do you know that this by kachim kalam also is a psul in the Kabbalah, not only in the shechita? Zok the Gemara from this pasuk, comparing it base pasuk A. Se tomim zocher ben shana yilochem kolav yosef layiu elam yiseh. Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika should all be from a set tamim, because it says Yia Bav Yosei Yehi. When I see the Gemara asks, the Shailan, the Gemara falls off of Zrika, but by Kabbalah we blibe from this pasuk that there's a din that it has to be Parsha Yekvar, that the par by Kabbalah Saddam has to be the same par as by Shechita. And there's a famous Chakir, Gans Europe, at Ketumel thing in them, the Marcheshes, and Reb Chaim Oizer, and the Zera Avram, Marcheshes and Chelik Gimel Simon Lamed, Oisvov, and the Marcheshes and Simon Yudches, and a lot of other Achrayim, they talk about this Shiloh. Is this a din of Mum? That just like there's a din of Mum until Shechita, we're learning out there's a din of Mum even post Shechita by Kabbalah and Zrika, also not Zrika Lamaskana, but Akabana by Kabbalah, other name. Lo'ilam, it's not a din Mum. Because the din mum is only toshchita, like Tosfos says in Meruba. When you shech the animal, in l'cham mum, gadol mizeh, and davar involved. So what does it mean that there's a din of parsha yikvar? It's a naya halacha that the cow has to be the same exact cow that it was by shechita, and if you tzayir moiz in apar afterwards, it's no good. The fact that Rashi says the word mum obviously is not going to be a deciding factor, because at the end of the day, that is the yardstick of what's called parsha yikvar or not. But one of the main rayas that we know is the shechita mekubetzes on daf chavav amir aleph over there, is gimel. He speaks about a mum oiver, if it's going to be a problem by Kabbalah or not. The mum oiver in the shechita is definitely a problem, and memela we see over here that it has a din of a mum, and it's a big shaila in the achrayim if it's a din mum or it's a naya halacha. Just for an example, the Gemara on Daf Yud over there in Zvachim discusses if you could learn out Lashma by Zrika from Shechita and Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, my parach, if you learn out from Shechita and Kabbalah, Nesi mitarvayu, you have nothing to ask. Frektar Sameach, yes, I have something to ask. Mal Shechita and Kabbalah, she came poisil ben mum. Mashen came bezrika lamaskan, and the Melech is Yantav in Zvachim Chafei, asks the same kasha. L'chaira, that's only if you learn that the din in the Kabbalah is a din mum. If the din of Kabbalah is just a naidin of parsha yikvar, you can't say mal shechita v'kabbalah shekein amum paisel b'hem. What does this have to do with us? There's a machloikis, the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes from Psochim expounds on the machloikis tanoim in the Tosefta in Perek Ches from Psochim, if there's a din of dakin v'tavlulin are posel in Pesach Mitzrayim. Basically, there's a machloikis lahalocha. Is there a din of Pesach Mitzrayim that a mum is posel boy or not? Now, according to the man the Omer that there's no psul mum, it's a machlokes tanoim. According to the man the Omer that there's no psul mum in Pesach Mitzrayim, so how could you tell me that this Gemara in Zvachim Chafayim is Beis that's learning out from Karban Pesach the din of tomim yeh? That it has to be parsha yikvar by Kabbalah from Karban Pesach. There's no psul mum by Karban Pesach. If Zayin Arayah Brulei Tamandi Omar, that there's no psul mum by Karban Pesach, that the din of parsha yikvar is a naya halacha and not a psul mum. Lo'ir isi mishayamid al zeh. You'll ask me, what does the word tamim mean? Wait a minute. You gotta have a pshat in the word tamim, like Tamandi Omar, that there's no psul of dakim v'tavlulin. So the chayyid pshat is azoy, mechusir eiver. The emes is azoy. By oifus we know, ain't tamas v'zachas by oifus. There's no din of mum by oifus. Mechusir eiver, it does exist. And that's another age-old chakir with all the mafarshim, the mikdash David, Briskerov, and others, is the psul mechusir eiver, the pshat, that there's no din mum by oifus, over the mum from mechusir eiver is yedo, other name. There's in Gansa no psul mum by oifus, and that is a din of mechusir eiver, is a naya halacha. That is a chakira, and if we say that there's a din of mechusir eiver, akapanim tamim could be coming to exclude mechusir eiver by carbon pesach. In fact, there's a ritva in Sukkah in Vavasu, Dafayin Tes, Amud Aleph, that says Tamim with regard to a bird, which is a little bit of an unusual terminology, is Ein Tamas V'Zachris Ba'ifis. Maybe it could be Madchik that Tamim means that it doesn't have a Mechusar Eiver. Maybe that's what Tamim will mean over here. Speaking of this question here on the Chaf Hei Amud Beis about whether or not the din of Tzayir Meiz and Apar is a din that the animal has to be exactly as it was B'Shas Shechita, or it's just the good old din of a Balmum, that a Mum is a problem. Obviously, one of the headquarters of discussion of this question is the Rashi in the beginning of the 12th Perek in Menachos on the top of Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there, the Mekilisharis Le'ashkechan Demifrik. So Rashi says, Le'ashkechan Dover Demifrik La'achash Akidish Mekilisharis. We don't find anything that has redemption after it was sanctified with the Klisharis. Va'afilo Behema Balas Mum, Shenemen Bapidyon La'achash Akidish Mekilisharis. Kegoyin Sheshachat Le'ashkechan Bapidyon. Even an animal that's a balmum, that normally would be able to be redeemed with its mum, after Kiddush Klisharis, we don't find that you can be paid it. Says Rashi, Kigoyin Sheshachat. So it sounds like Rashi's setting us up to say that once you get Kiddush Klisharis, there's no longer a redemption of a mum, like a case where let's say somebody shechted an animal and then got a mum. So first of all, obviously, it sounds like that there's such a thing as a mum that you could be paid with, which means that it's a real din mum, not just the new din of Tzayir Meiz and Apar. It must be that it's from the family of mum and it could have a pidyon. That's obviously the primary point that we have to make in Rashi. However, there's numerous other things that have to be dealt with, and perhaps we'll come for full circle that it won't be anymore a right, the shaila, whether you could be paid on a mum la'achar shechita. First of all, the Karanari right away asks on Rashi, he says, what are you saying? The reason why you can't be paida after Shechita is not because it had Kiddush Klisharis. What's Rashi proving from there? That's not a raya. It's because it could no longer have Hamad of Arocha. And the klal is that in order to be paida, you need to be able to have Hamad of Arocha. Like we know from the Gemara in the end of Tmura, and that's a famous klal that pidyon needs Hamad of Arocha. And once the animal's dead, you obviously can't do Hamad of Arocha. That's the Karanai Shaila over there in Menachos. However, there's really a third point that has to be mentioned with regard to whether or not you could redeem an animal after Shechita, besides for Kiddush Klisharis, and besides for the fact that it can't have Hamad of Arocha. There's another point that once the animal had a Shechita, it changes stages, it's in a new level now. Once it's after Shechita, it's already kavua as a carbon that's already in the middle of its akrava, and it's no longer just a carbon that was hukdash with a kedushas aguf, and now gets elevated to the level of kedushas carbon, and perhaps kedushas carbon can never be redeemed, even with the balmum. And I saw that Rav Ruderman Zatzal in the Sefer Avodas Levi Siman Tes says this yisoid in Rashi, that it's not a raya to the other yisoidus of why it can't be redeemed. Now, with regard to Hamad of Arocha, we know that there'll be a big nafkamina by an animal that's a mefarcheses. A mefarcheses means an animal that was shechted, but it's still fluttering and it still has life in it, it's not completely dead. So Hamad of Arocha might be able to be attained in an animal that is mefarcheses. I would say the most important source to discuss about whether you could do Hamad of Arocha on a mefarcheses, if it has the din of a live animal, legabe Hamad of Arocha and pidyon, is the Tosis and Becheris Lamed Beis Amar Aleph on the bottom. That's the main maramakam about whether or not you could do pidyon on a mefarcheses. Could you do hamad of arocha? Another important point is that if you look in the sheet of Rambetzis over there, Menachos Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, he's not gerus the word balas mum in Rashi. And hence, you obviously don't have any grounds anymore to say that Rashi means balmum. Lamaisa, our gerus is balas mum, and the Rashash speaks about it over there in Menachos, as well as the Rogachover speak about this in Perek Yud of Klayim, Halacha Yitzayin on page 40, and also in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Shechit, Halacha Yitzayin, and Reb Chaim Meiser, and Achiezer Chelik Beis in Chavches, and the Sefer Tachrich Mordechai in Siman Yadalet, and many others discuss these different shilas on Rashi. Another very important point in Rashi in general there in Menachos is that he holds that a sakan is a klisharis, and there's kiddush klisharis during the avodah of Shechita. That's Rashi l'shitasa in Saita Vavamid Beis and Saita Yadalamid Beis, and in other places that he holds that a sakan is a klisharis. Taisis and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph later on here in Zvachim elaborates on the Machlokes Rishonim about if a sakan is a klisharis or not. But all in all, again, so there's a big hakira if the mum in our sugya is a real din mum, or it's just a din that the animal has to be in shape. And again, Taisa says in Baba Kama I involve that ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. So lechera, how could you have a mum after shechita? Once the animal is slaughtered, it's a big time bal mum. So if you learn it's a new din that the animal has to be shalom and exactly as it was during the shechita, then it's good. And of course, it's good. Why? We can learn that from Pesach Mitzrayim, even according to the Man D'Amar, that there were no mumen in Pesach Mitzrayim. But if you hold that it's taka din bal mum, and that's why you can be paid with this mum, like we mentioned, the Pashup Shad and Rashi, Menachas Kufal Chamar Aleph, then you have to figure out how do we learn out from a pasuk in Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Gemara really over here, another interesting point, speaks about Shechita and Kabbalah. What about Halacha? Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Rambam is Mesupik about this, as well as the Chafetz Chaim and Zevach Taida. Now, Lamaisa, we know that the din of Rabbi Yeshua is that kol azvachim she betoyre she nishtayim en kezayis poser kezayis cholov chelov zorikis chelov zorikis adam. Any karbonus that is left over from them, some meat or some chelov, you could do the zrika. Which means that the animal is completely lost and not intact, and the only thing left is a kezayis, then you could do the zrika. What about the halacha? So first of all, the Yerushalmi has a drasha of Vihiza Mimena Yerushalmi in the end of Pesachim that says that it has to be Shalim by Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. So the Chayra, the Yerushalmi's drasha doesn't stem with Rabbi Shua. But even in the Bavli, Rabbi Kivager and the Chavetz Chaim and Zerach Teda are Mesupik, if by Halacha you have to have the animal should be without a mum, obviously it's not going to be Nishtayim Mimena Kezayis. It's going to have to be intact besides for that big Shechita gash. So what's the story with that? So Baruch Hashem, the Shechita Mekabetz is over here in Ois Chavov, says clearly that we have a klal of Halacha Leisafke Mechlal Kabbalah. Which is interesting, by the way, because the klal of Halacha Leisafke Mechlal Kabbalah, I think maybe I heard that Rebbe Berl stelled on this, that Halacha Leisafke Mechlal Kabbalah is a din in the Maisa Avoida of Kabbalah and Halacha. This that the animal has to be intact b'shas Maisa, not necessarily should be a guaranteed inclusion in the din of Halacha Leisafke Mechlal Kabbalah, but the Maisa, that's what the Shita Mekabetz says. And again, if you hold like that, so then we know that they have to have an animal intact by Halacha as well, then what's going on exactly with Rabbi Shua's din? Perhaps Rabbi Shua's din is only talking about where a guy had an animal that was mamash and gansen whole, it was intact, everything was perfect, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and then all of a sudden, boom, the animal was pulverized and taken apart and lost and blown apart, and now you want to know if there's a kezayis left, you can do the zrika. But if it was lost before the halacha, then besides Rabbi Shua's issue, you still have a problem of tzayim ha'iz and apar lachar. That has to be ironed out. One interesting thing, if you look in Rashi, in the pasuk says Isru Chag Ba'avoysimad Karnes Hamizbeach. We say that all the time, and Rashi says it was tied up Ad Karnes Hamizbeach. So the lashon of Ad Karnes Hamizbeach that it was tied up, so it shouldn't get mumen. L'chayr, it's not Ad Karnes Hamizbeach. So I wanted a taina once that according to the Yerushalmi that says Vehuza Mimenu that has to be Mimenu, it has to be Sholim B'shas Hazor, it's Kishmak because that has to be Ad Karnes Hamizbeach, that it has to be tied up from woman. I don't know, tied up from woman, obviously you untie it, but Akuponim, it has to be protected from woman Ad Karnes Hamizbeach, literally. But I think I once saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin says that according to the Shita that Halacha Leisafke Mechlal Kabbalah, so it's Ad Karnes Hamizbeach until the Halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.